Well, let's get right to deciduous tree pruning before we run out of time here. And there's a little bit of plant health care we'll hit at the end. But what we talked at the very beginning of the hour about how we're behind a lot of the leaf drop. And this is usually the time I trim my citrus. I pulled some lights out to string my mulberries. They're all still full.
Sure.
Of leaves.
I know. And it's odd because, as I said, we'll get some leaf drop here. My mulberries are full of leaves as well. It hardly looks like they're ready to be trimmed. But this is one of those topics, though, that we need to talk about in December, because we do have a short window. Really, December, January is your prime time for pruning all of your deciduous trees, your elms, your mulberries, your pecans, all your trees that lose their leaves this time of year, and your shrubs. This is your ideal time to do some pruning. But most importantly, in terms of timing, I mean, you can get away with a little earlier pruning of your of an elm tree, for instance, or an ash tree. You can go a little earlier than December, and you can go a little later than January, and it's not going to hurt the trees. In fact, depending on dosage, you could probably trim any of those deciduous trees all year long if you're not doing some really heavy pruning. But the one deciduous tree or trees that you do want to be careful that you do in December, January are your fruit trees, your fruit-bearing deciduous trees like your peach and your plums, your pears, your apricots, your apples. The reason being that if you have trees like peaches that produce fruit on current year's growth, that is on the most recent year's growth, if you wait until spring to prune them, you'll be cutting off fruit-bearing wood. So if you prune your peaches in the winter, in December, January, all the new growth that emerges in February and March is going to be the wood that actually produces the fruit. So be really careful to be sure you get your peaches done now. I forgot and didn't do my apricot last year until too late. I ended up cutting off all the fruit-bearing wood, so I got a year of no fruit. And so, and again, it depends on how deep you're cutting them. But if you do need to cut them back to a reasonable size so you can harvest the fruit more easily, which I normally need to do, definitely do that pruning in December and January.
And when you're talking about pruning it to manageable size, you never want to take more than a third of the tree growth off. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's ideally for health. But if I have a mature peach tree, and I need to cut those branches down to about 50% of their height, or I won't get back down, you know, or reduce the tree's height about 50%, because I need to get down to the old cuts that I made the prior year so that I can have fruit with it within reach. Because I have a fruit tree that is that peach tree that's probably 20 feet tall. So I want to bring those fruit-bearing branches, last year's fruit-bearing branches, back down to the old cuts I made at about 10 feet off the ground. And then, of course, I have some other smaller fruit trees that I cut back to 4 or 5 feet of height. Those are a lot easier to harvest. But I do enjoy the fact that my peach tree is as big as it is, because despite the fact that I can't net it and I can't cover it, it has so much fruit on it that the birds can have all they want, because I still get 300 or 400 pieces of fruit off of it. So, you know, you can with your fruit trees determine how high it is, and the fruit picking height, depending on where you cut it back this year. If you cut it back now down to a certain size, it will grow. You know, peach trees normally put out 6 or 8 feet of branch growth in any growing season, and my apricot does about maybe, you know, 4 to 5 feet of growth after I've made a pruning cut. So I've got that cut a little bit smaller.
And if you ever want to see that encased, depending on what plot you're walking at Schnupp Farms, they've got peach trees there where the trunk you couldn't even put your arms around, and they've got it completely topped. And you're like, what? But every little shoot, all the new little shoots coming off all sides has all the fruit on it.
Wow, yeah. It's so cool to have some good fruit-bearing trees. And they can grow long and healthy despite the sometimes health issues that some of the older trees have. It's nice to see some old apple trees around the valley here, too, with big old gnarly decay-ridden trunks. but they're still pushing out some new growth that bears fruit every year. And with some TLC, you know, those trees can live a long time and still produce some nice fruit.
And part of TLC is PHC, plant health care.
Yes.
Final talking point for today.
Well, our plant health care topic of the week is just, or the month is winter water wisdom. You know, there's a lot of talk about reducing the amount of water we're putting out during the winter, and this is certainly true. You can start reducing the amount of water you put down on your plants because they have decreased water needs. But in the low desert especially, remember that trees do need to be watered regularly during the winter. Don't neglect them altogether and think you can just turn the water off and shut your timer off. Trees do need at least a deep soaking once a month right through the winter season, and they'll be really happy for having done that.
And if somebody needed an ISA-certified arborist or to schedule somebody to come review their trees?
The best way is to just get on our website at saveatree.com, SAVATREE.com.
Save a tree. How did the new Christmas tree light program go? Y'all were stringing lights for some people.
It's going great. It's going great. Yeah, we're done for this year, but if you want to get on our schedule for next year, let us know. We had a lot of fun this year.
Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us, Mr. Eisenhower.
You bet. My pleasure.